Well, good morning. Good morning. And could we welcome all of you to Railway Street Meeting House this morning for the service on the 22nd of May. We welcome all of you, and it's great to see so many present in our building today, but we also welcome those who are watching at home on our live stream, those who are listening to our telephone line service. Today is a very special day in the life of our church family, and I am so happy to welcome the leaders and the girls and all the family members of our GB company to this service of affiliation and enrollment of the 375th, I got that number right, didn't I? I got it wrong one other day. 375th Northern Ireland Railway Street Presbyterian Girls Brigade. We also welcome special guests. It's a joy to have Isabel McCain, the president of Girls Brigade Northern Ireland, with us. Gail Clark, the Northern Ireland National Secretary, and Margaret McGackie, who has been such a mentor and a help to us as we've been launching our company here in Railway Street. Could I ask you, if this is your first time in our building, just don't be shy, but if it's your first time in this building, put your hand up. That's not true. Put your hand down. You've been here for about you've been here nearly 80 years. Put your hand up if it's your first time here today. We're delighted to have you here. I'm sure you were with us in our hall for a wonderful night where we had our Girls Brigade display. So it's lovely to welcome you into this building for this service today. Folks, before we crack on, I will be very happy to go and sit down because there are many of our girls and leaders who are taking part in our service today. And our speaker is not me. I'm happy to say it's Hannah Craig, our youth coordinator and one of our GB leaders here in Railway Street. After our service, we're inviting everyone back round our main hall. I'm sure you know where that is, folks. We want to invite you round there for refreshments. Unfortunately, it's complicated because of the ongoing building works. You can't get across our car park, so we need to ask you to go out the doors you came in, make your way down Wardsborough Road, and then up into our hall there. The members of our GB are just going to be waiting for a few moments. We've got the GB's photographer here, and he's going to be taking some pictures of the company at the end of the service. So we could ask families, just go round to the hall, get some refreshments, and then the girls will be brought round to you. We have our evening service, folks, this evening at 6:30 p.m., continuing our series in Acts. Then as the Queen's Platinum Jubilee approaches, we're marking that with a special Thanksgiving service here in Railway Street that everybody is welcome to on Sunday the 5th of June at 10:30. Hope UK have commissioned a special book entitled Our Faithful Queen. You'll have seen this up on the screens. If you've ordered copies, members of Railway Street, you can collect those today if you haven't already. We have a limited number of additional copies. I think we have about 20 copies left. So sign the sheet today. It's the last opportunity to order that book today. We also have copies of, excuse me a minute. We also have lots of copies of this lovely book, Queen Elizabeth II, The Queen Who Chose to Serve. This is for young children up to about P4, P5, and we're making those available. There's one for every GB family here today, folks. As you go out the doors, you'll see these books, and we'd love you to take a copy of that free of charge. It's a beautiful book, beautiful pictures, telling the story of our Queen and telling the story of our Queen's faith. So do lift one of those as you go. They're at the doors, and they're also at the doors you go into the hall. And folks, you'll have seen pictures on the screen showing progress on our redevelopment project. We are really hopeful and optimistic that this will be finished at the end of August. If you don't know what we're doing, this gives you some idea of what it should look like when it's finished, and that shows you the plan also of the ground floor. We're going to have superb new facilities available, including a refurbished minor hall, especially for many of our activities, including GB and BB. But in particular, we have that welcome area you can see right in the middle there, which will have a coffee dock, comfortable seating, Wi-Fi, and we plan to open that up to BB and GB parents on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. Somewhere you can come and sit and talk with others. It's just not worth going back home and coming back in again, those facilities we trust will be available to you when the new session begins. Then finally, this summer, our church youth camp is resuming at the Boys Brigade Centre at Ganaway outside Mallaisle. We're really encouraged that that's happening in person this year. That's from the 17th to the 22nd of July. It's open to all young people from those going into year 8 right up to age 18. Details are on the website and you can go and register there. We're here today, it's Sunday morning. We're here to worship God in this special service. And so as we begin that service, we're going to commit it to the Lord together in prayer. So girls, let's close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. Let's speak to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for health and strength to be here this morning for this service. We want to praise you for the great God that you are, that you're the maker of the heavens and the earth, that you're the one who provides day by day so many good gifts for us to enjoy. We want to praise you that you love us with an everlasting love, and that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to demonstrate that love supremely through his death on the cross. We thank you that he died for our sins. We thank you that he rose again. We thank you that he is alive today. We thank you for our Girls Brigade, which exists to help share that good news of Jesus with girls and young women, to help them to seek, to serve, and to follow Christ. We thank you for this happy service today, for the service of affiliation and enrollment. We thank you for all our visitors who are present with us today. We thank you for our girls and for their families. And we just pray, Lord, that you would be with us, that you would help us now to worship you, to lift up your name, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, we are going to sing together, and at this point, I think we've got explorers and baby explorers all coming up. Yeah, so I've been told, folks, I'm talking on here to give you time to come on up and get set up, and we'll get the band up as well. Parents and family members of our GB girls, you'll recognize some things this morning. We all have to be very eco-friendly these days. And so in that spirit, we have recycled a number of items that you may remember if you were at our GB display. Members of our church family, many of them won't have seen or heard those before, but we hope that those of you who have will enjoy hearing and seeing them once again. So we're getting the girls all up here. This is a big thing. When you stand up here, folks, I can tell you how intimidating and terrifying it is when you stand up here and you look out over this big building. So these girls need a few minutes to acclimatize. But we're going to sing together. We're going to ask you to keep your seats for the first song, which is Our God is a Great Big God. The girls are going to lead us with their officers, I hope. Well, are you going to sit there? You're not going to come up and stand here? Oh, you, is that the excuse? You have to show them the actions, right? Okay. So we're going to remain seated for Our God is a Great Big God, and then we're going to invite you all to rise as we'll sing our second song, which is If I Were a Butterfly. The songs, please join in. Thank you very much to our tiny tots and our explorers for leading us. I know there's quite a number not able to be here this morning, but it's great to still see so many of you here. We're going to have a Bible reading now, folks. There are Bibles in the pews in front of you. If you want to look it up or you can just listen along. Our reading this morning is from Matthew's Gospels, chapter 7. Verse 24, and it's going to be read for us by one of our associate leaders, Caitlin Bly. Thanks, Caitlin.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rocks. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rocks. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash. And when Jesus finished saying these words, the crowds were amazed at his teachings because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Amen.
Thank you, Caitlin. Folks, home baking is so much in fashion once again, isn't it? It's been one of those, maybe, where you look for a positive thing coming out of all those COVID regulations. There was a number of people who started home baking, and there's plenty of baking shows on TV. Of course, there's the Great British Bake Off, and there's other baking shows available as well. Well, now we've got the juniors. They're going to come up because they've got their very own baking show this morning entitled A Royal Pudding.
Throughout the year, GB juniors have been working very hard on their cooking skills. They have iced buns, biscuits, and eaten lots of pancakes. They've even learned how to use a piping bag. Over past weeks, they've been working very hard on a special secret pudding recipe to impress the Queen on her Platinum Jubilee. Today, we want to share their skills and special recipe with you, and we hope it will be good enough to impress the Queen. No pressure, girls, but I do believe the Queen has just arrived at our church building this morning and is going to watch you all at work. I would invite Her Majesty to this specially reserved seat.
Mixing. I'll read out the recipe.
And we'll get you what you need.
We have no weighing scales.
It won't matter. We'll just put in a bit of everything.
225 grams of soft margarine.
30.
Oh yes, throw it in. What's next?
225 grams of caster sugar.
I can't see any but icing sugar do.
Put some in. What's next?
4 eggs.
Should I crack them first?
The recipe doesn't say. The Queen might like it better if it is nice and crunchy. Now add 225 grams of self-raising flour.
With plain flour dough?
Oh yes, put 20 in. What's next?
2 tablespoons of cocoa.
We don't have any, but we do have cocoa pops.
Put plenty in. Brown enough. Anything else?
How about some gravy granules?
That will have to do, put them in. Anything else, Brown?
What about some Coke? Some brown sauce?
I love making puddings.
And the Queen's gonna love this.
Oh dear girls, what have you done? When you make a cake or a pudding, you must follow the recipe carefully or it will taste awful. God has given us a recipe, not for cake, but for our lives. Sadly, many people ignore what the Bible says and they think they can believe and do what they want. They make up the recipe as they go along. God says in His word that this road leads to disaster. Some people are such good cooks that they know the recipe off by heart. In GB, we have been getting to know the Bible better so that we can follow God's guidelines really well.
Luckily, we made one earlier. Would you like some, Your Majesty?
Thank you very much to our juniors. Great to see that again. I'm really happy I don't have to taste that as well. This is the official bit, folks. We're coming now to our act of enrollment. It's a joy for me to be able to do this. This is the first GB enrollment I've had in 7 years since I left the Girls Brigade Company in my last church. So it's a joy to be able to do this today. So girls, need you to listen, because later on I'm going to need you to stand up and answer a very important question. Now, that'll be after your captain and your officers and your leaders have done that. The great commission given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world and make disciples of all people. The Girls Brigade endeavors to carry out this work among girls and young women, challenging them in their Christian faith and helping them to grow in Christ. We're delighted to have the officers and members of the 375th Northern Ireland Railway Street Presbyterian Girls Brigade with us in church today for their very first service of enrollment and dedication. But to make it all official, before we can do that, we need a certificate from the Girls Brigade just to confirm that we now are an official company. And so at this point, I'm going to invite Gail Clark, the National Secretary, to come up and present the certificate to our Captain Hilary Milligan. Hilary, could I ask our officers to come up and join the captain at the front, please? Okay, boy, those girls have risen up the ranks very quickly. Super, right. We have a great team of officers and helpers. Volunteering as a GB officer or leader is not just about keeping the company running. It's about service. It's about obedience. It's about putting faith into action and growing as a Christian. The leaders before us today, these officers are using their gifts and talents as they try to share God's love with our girls and to encourage them to seek, serve, and follow Christ themselves. Hilary, as captain of this company, we know that you have already and will devote many hours to this ministry with all its rewards and challenges. And as a church, we affirm you in this work and appreciate all you do for our young people and in your leading this team of officers and helpers. Realizing the responsibilities of the duties involved as captain, do you promise by word and example to serve God in the Girls Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and for the promotion of the GB aim?
With God's help, I do.
I now enroll you as captain of this company, and on behalf of this church, promise to support you practically and with our prayers so that the aim of the Girls Brigade may be achieved to the glory of God.
Thank you.
Officers, I hardly know you this morning, but don't you look well? Not that you don't normally look well. When you're in a hole, stop digging. Right. Officers, you support and help. Your support and help to the captain is crucial as you work together as a team. You have the great privilege and responsibility of presenting the truths and promises of Jesus Christ to the girls. Our officers are Sarah McGrath, Rebecca Woods, Holly Hutchinson, Jess Nelson, Catherine McAllister, Joanna Davidson, Linda Davidson. I think I know those two at the end from somewhere. Officers, realizing the responsibility of leadership, do you promise to support your captain and by word and example to serve God in the Girls Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and the promotion of the GB aim? I now enroll you as officers of this company, and may God grant you grace to be faithful and fruitful as you serve him in the Girls Brigade. Okay, folks, I'll let you go. Could I ask our associate leaders to come up? That's the rest of you girls. Come on, the rest of our leaders and helpers, come on up. Okay. So we've got Caitlin, we've got Samantha, we've got Hannah, we've got who else? We've got Kerry, we've got Emily, we've got Abby, we've got Amy Lee, and we've got Christina. Do you promise to support your captain and officers and to set a good example to the girls as you work with them in the company? striving at all times to be faithful to Jesus Christ and the aim of the Girls' Brigade. Now, girls, could I ask you all to stand, please? Would you stand up for me just where you are? That's lovely. I'm going to ask you a question. I'll tell you the question so you've heard it, and then tell you what I want you to do. I'm going to ask you, do you promise, with God's help, to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other? So after I ask you that, I'm going to look for you to say, I do. Can you practice that? Yeah, and who knows, one day you might be up at the front saying that in an entirely different context with me standing here. Right. So, girls, do you promise with God's help to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other? Brilliant, sit down. I enroll you as members of the Girls' Brigade. We hope you had great fun at GB this year, and we pray that God will continue to help you in everything you do. The captain, the officers, and the associates of our GB company are all appointed by Railway Street Presbyterian Church. Could I ask the members of our church family, as a congregation, will you support them and the girls as they work by your prayers, your encouragement, and practical help? Thank you. Let's pray together. Father God, we give you thanks for the Girls' Brigade. We thank you that it exists to help fulfill that great commission given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church to go into all the world making disciples. We thank you for how the Girls' Brigade helps girls and young women seek, serve, and follow Christ. We praise you for the establishment of the 375th Northern Ireland Company of the Girls' Brigade here in Railway Street Presbyterian Church. We thank you for giving the vision to start this company. And we praise you for all who have been involved in setting it up. In particular, we thank you for the leadership and dedication and work of our Captain Hillary. We thank you for all our officers and associate leaders. We thank you for bringing along many girls to our first year. And we praise you for the great time that they've had together each Thursday night. And we praise you for the joy it was to see their first display in our hall back on the 7th of April. Father, we pray that you continue to bless and prosper the work of this company as we look forward to a new session in September. Equip and enthuse our officers and leaders as they prepare and as they serve. Bless our girls as they return, and we pray that others will come along to join them. And through the service of our Girls' Brigade, may you be pleased to call girls and young women to seek, serve, and follow Christ, and through that to build your church. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As I've said, it's lovely to have Isabel McKeon, the president of GB Northern Ireland, with us today. I just want to invite her to say a few words. Thank you, Isabel.
Good morning, and thank you very much for your very warm welcome this morning. This is a very exciting morning for Girls' Brigade Northern Ireland. It's your first affiliation service, and it's my first affiliation service too, but it's lovely to welcome the 375th company into Girls' Brigade Northern Ireland, Railway Street Presbyterian. You're very welcome into the Girls' Brigade family, and while we have Girls' Brigades all over Northern Ireland, I think in my role as president, you really see that it is a family. I had the pleasure of meeting the officers a good few weeks ago now when we had a celebration for those who became officers during COVID. So your officers were doing this all on their own on Zoom, and we had a lovely evening together where we just recognised this and wanted to encourage them in the work. To the leadership of Railway Street, I want to say a very big thank you too. To have the vision, because we're living in a world that is very different, and it's lovely to know that the girls in this community are being served with an organisation where you can come to have fun, but you can also learn about God's word. And so that you go out into the world that we have solid, knowing that there is someone there who will be your friend and guide you whatever comes ahead of you. to the leaders too, as we move on into a new session, we're hoping for a more normal session in Gards Brigade Northern Ireland, where there'll be lots of things going on. And we would say to you, do get involved with what interests you and your girls, and get to know more of the family in Gards Brigade better. As GB Northern Ireland and as the National Executive, I also want to thank Margaret, who has been a mentor to Hilary, for her work just guiding and leading. And girls, as you grow up, there's lots of things go on, but I would encourage you just keep going in Gards Brigade. The friendships that you make when you're little, growing up, are so much important. And I've been in GB from I was 3, and that's a long time ago now. But you know, when I meet people that I came up through GB with at different things, all those years don't matter, because those friendships matter. And as well as that, listen to all you're being taught, because the best friend that you can gain through GB is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we just hope that will happen through your time with the Girls Brigade here in Railway Street as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Isabel. Now, before Hannah comes to speak to us, going to invite our seniors. They did this for us at the display. Looking forward to hearing and seeing it again. Seniors, you're going to come as they sing and sign to a song, Reckless Love. Thank you, girls.
Before we think about God's word together, let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us through your word. Please help us to listen to you now. Please help us to know and love Jesus better. Amen. Amen. If you want to open your Bibles again, we're looking at that passage that Caitlin read for us earlier. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. It's on page 972 of the Church Bibles. I wonder if you've ever been caught in a really bad storm, like a really bad stormy day. What was it like? Was there heavy rain bouncing off the ground? Maybe there were big puddles everywhere flooding the streets. Maybe the wind was blowing and shaking the windows in your house. Maybe you even heard thunder and you could see lightning. Can you imagine a storm like that? When you're in a storm like that, there's only one place that you want to be. You want to be somewhere safe. Somewhere that's sturdy and strong, that can keep you safe from the storm. Somewhere that has strong foundations. There is a day coming that Jesus talks about that will be like a great big storm. That day is the day when Jesus will come back again. It won't be like a storm because there will be rain and wind, but it is a day that we need to be prepared for, like you would be prepared for a storm to put your welly boots on and your raincoat on. On that day, when Jesus returns, we will want to be kept safe and secure. So how are we going to do that? Well, let's listen as Jesus tells us in the bit of the Bible that Caitlin read for us earlier. In this bit of the book of Matthew, a book all about Jesus' life whenever he lived on earth, here we read how Jesus had been teaching a big group of people about what it was like in God's kingdom, what it is like to live with God as king. And as he was coming to the end of his teaching, Jesus was telling the people stories called parables. And he painted pictures with his words to help the people remember what he was saying. And one of these parables was about two builders. So while you listen to this story again, see if you can listen closely to see if you can spot the difference between the two builders and what they built. So in this story, Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a man who builds his house on the rock. When the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, it did not fall because it had been built on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. When the rains came and the winds blew and the streams rose, his house fell with a great crash." Did you spot the difference? Did you spot the difference? There was one wise builder and there was a foolish builder. And the difference in what they built between the wise builder and the foolish builder is where they decided to build their house. The fool built his house on the sand, but when the storm came, the house fell. The sand didn't give the house a strong foundation. But the wise builder, he had built his house on the rock. So when the storm came, the rock was strong and sturdy. The house did not fall. It stood firm. Jesus said that this story of the builders is a picture of two different types of people. The foolish builder is like someone who hears Jesus' words and does not do them. Hearing, but not doing. But the wise builder is someone who hears Jesus' words and does what he says, hearing and doing Jesus' words. So there are two things for us to remember from this story that Jesus told, two things that will keep us safe on that day when Jesus returns. First, listen to Jesus. And second, do what he says. Listen to Jesus and do what he says. So first, listen to Jesus. Listen to what Jesus said. I wonder if you spotted when we read Jesus' words from the Bible, how the crowds reacted when Jesus had finished his teaching. It says that the crowds were astonished. They were amazed at what Jesus had said. They had never seen anyone talk about God and sound so sure about what he was saying. But of course, Jesus spoke about God and his kingdom unlike anyone else, because Jesus is no ordinary man. He is the Son of God. Jesus is the King of God's kingdom. He is the King who had been promised from right at the beginning. So his words are sure, and we should listen to him. That's why each week at GB we hear a true story from the Bible. And as we do that, we are listening to Jesus' words, listening to the words of the King. Listening to his words brings us safety and security in the storm. Just like the wise man who had safety and security when the storm came because he had built his house on the rock. But it isn't just listening to Jesus' words that brings us safety and security. Secondly, we have to do what he says. Listen to Jesus and do what he says. Like the wise and foolish builders in the story that Jesus told, we can either be wise or foolish listeners. The foolish listener will hear Jesus' words and not do them. That's what it was like whenever the junior section baked that cake for the queen. They listened to the instructions, but they didn't do them. They tried to do things their own way, and how did that turn out? A disaster. A gravy and brown sauce cake disaster. That's what it's like when we are foolish listeners. We hear Jesus' words, but we still try to do things our own way. Trying to impress God by showing him how great we can be, by turning up to GB each week or church every week, saying or doing the right things, always looking neat and tidy. These are all good and helpful things, but on their own, it is like building on sand. When the storm comes, it will all be washed away. When hard times come in our lives, we won't have a safe place to run to. And when Jesus comes again, we won't be able to be with him forever, because we have heard him, but not done what he has said. So what is it that Jesus has said? How can we be a wise listener, hearing and doing Jesus' words? Well, by the time that Jesus has got to telling the crowds this story, he's already told them the way to receive all the good things that he has to give, to have safety and security when the storm comes. Is to say, Jesus, I need you. Doing Jesus' words will mean that we will say sorry to God for the things that we do that say no to him as our King. It will mean trusting in God's plan to save us through Jesus' death on the cross for us. It will mean following Jesus and with his help trying to be more like him. Listening and doing Jesus' words will mean that, like the wise builder's house, we will have a strong foundation to stand on that final day when Jesus returns. We will have the foundation of Jesus himself, trusting that he has done everything that we need to stand on that day when he comes back again. We need to build our house, our life, like the wise man did on the rock. We need to build our lives on the rock of listening and doing Jesus' words, putting our trust in Jesus and listening and following him. And that's what we want to do with our GB company too, building on the foundation of Jesus as we try to seek, serve, and follow him. Girls, as you grow up, depend on Jesus. Trust in him as a safe place and security. Depend on him for that final day when he returns. But depend on him each day, on the celebration days like today, and on the stormy, hard days that will come. Jesus has promised that all who build their lives upon him and his word will not fall when the storm comes. So let us listen to Jesus and do what he says. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we have a strong foundation in Jesus when we listen to his word and do what it says. Please help us to depend on him all our days. Amen.
Thank you, Hannah. Folks, we're going to draw our service to a close. We're going to invite you in a moment when the band start playing to stand with us. We're going to sing a song. It's all about living our lives with Jesus as the foundation of those lives. We're going to stand together and sing, "In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found." Lipon, thanks to all our officers and girls for being here, taking part today. Thank you to our band for leading us in our music. Thank you to all of you for coming. I know I said it at the display, but let me say it again. If you don't have a church family here in Lisburn, then you're very welcome to join with us any Sunday here at 10:30. You'll receive a warm welcome. We'd love to see you. Do go round to the hall for refreshments. That applies to families and to members of Railway Street. The girls and the officers will be here just for a few minutes to get a few pictures, and then we'll bring them round to our hall. And again, families, please take a copy of this lovely book, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Who Chose to Serve. That is there for you to take free of charge today. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this happy occasion. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for the opportunity to sing to you, to pray to you, to hear the Bible read, and to think about what it has to say to us. We thank you now for the refreshments provided and those who have provided them for us. And we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, would be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.